This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Okay, here's piece of tape number two. Let's play it, and then I'll talk about it a little bit.
If you don't fund the State Department fully, then I need to buy more ammunition, ultimately. So I think it's a cost-benefit ratio. The more that we put into the State Department's diplomacy, hopefully the less we have to put into a military budget as we deal with the outcome of an apparent American withdrawal from the international scene.
That was then Marine Corps General James Mattis, at the time in charge of Central Command. Now, of course, he's the Secretary of Defense, talking about the choices that get made in federal budgeting. The choice President Trump has made based on the proposal the White House released yesterday, and as Kimberly said, is an extra $54 billion for the Pentagon, a 10% increase in its annual budget, paid for in part by an as much as 30% cut to the Department of State. It's a classic hard power, soft power budgeting balancing act, and the subject of context story number two from Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer.
Ask a veteran diplomat what soft power is, and here's what you get.
The ability to influence situations and people in a manner that doesn't employ the barrel of a gun.
That's Vernon Penner, a former U.S. ambassador now at Bridgewater State University. He says soft power can be used to end wars. It can also pave the way for U.S. exports by, say, establishing protections for U.S. trademarks or contracts, says Heather Conley, a former Deputy Assistant Secretary at the State Department, now at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Still, Conley says you could make some cuts that wouldn't diminish our soft powers.
The State Department structures in Washington could use for some trimming. The bureaucracy has become a bit bloated.
But Conley stresses she's talking about streamlining, not deconstructing the State Department. Jeremy Shapiro is a former State Department advisor, now at the European Council on Foreign Relations. He says don't slash embassy budgets or foreign disaster aid. We need that in our soft power arsenal. But Shapiro thinks President Trump could cut some recurring aid programs that other countries take for granted.
Generally, when you spend money, they just sort of want more and then get mad at you if you withdraw it.
And speaking of spending money, the battles in Congress over all federal agency budgets are just beginning. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.